come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Kriegel, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Let's Talk About Sex, Really. So I am heading in a new direction with today's podcast. It is something that I've been really kind of doing a deep dive into. It's called polyvagal theory. Sexy, right? Anyway, polyvagal theory is brain science, neurology. A lot of people are talking about it. Vagus nerve, if you haven't heard about that. Anyway, the other new thing that's happening today is I am not just recording, but I'm also videotaping. So, geez. Anyway, so that's a whole other thing. But if you want to watch, I will have the details of where that can happen for you. Probably YouTube. I'm not sure. Going to figure it out. So welcome. So glad you can be joining me today. Today's episode is how to hack your nervous system for better sex. And I have to be honest, hacking your nervous system is kind of like, you know, what people talk about now. Everyone has a healthcare hack or a hack for something. The secret to hacking is really, in this case, going to be understanding. But how to hack your nervous system sounds more exciting. But this is really about how to understand your nervous system to help you and your partner have better sex. And really interesting. So I'm going to give you an overview of polyvagal theory. And polyvagal theory, just quick, get the science out of the way, is something that was discovered by psychologist, researcher, Stephen Porges. And the woman who I worked with and who I just think is fantastic is a woman named Deb Dana. She's a social worker and an amazing clinician. And she sort of took the polyvagal theory and made it more clinical, made it more understandable for the layperson, for anyone to understand how our nervous system works. And when I'm talking about nervous system, what I'm really talking about here is the autonomic nervous system, which is the very automatic parts of our nervous system that are very much out of our control, covers the basics from heart rate to digestion, or how we take in information. For most people, we know of the autonomic nervous system through the idea of the fight or flight response that got a lot of, you know, play for a long time. I think when everyone started understanding fight or flight, it really explained a lot about how we respond to anxiety, to fear as we go into fight or flight. And what people started talking about was, there was fight, flight, and then people added freeze. Sometimes all of us might react. You might notice you react not with a wanting to fight or run away, but with kind of this deer in the headlight freeze. And so I'm going to talk about all of that really briefly so you know what that is. And then the sort of discovery I made, which I was really excited to read about and connects to sex and kind of where we can go with that. So let's jump in. And if you know polyvagal already, great. Hope this is a review. And if you don't, I'm just going to touch on it enough so that you can get an understanding. And if you're geeky like me, science geek, there's great stuff out there, and I can, you know, put some of that in the list on my website where you can find my podcasts. So polyvagal is basically this idea, we have the largest nerve in our body is the vagus nerve. And it basically runs from top of our head, from our brain stem, from our brain stem into our hips, down our spinal cord. And it is involved in a lot of the body's systems, right? If we think about head to hip, all of our body's organs are in that location. Brain is in there. And so there are three, what was discovered is sort of three stages that the vagus nerve runs through and that affect us. So we have the parasympathetic state, which is ventral, known as ventral vagus, top part of the vagus nerve. It then leaves parasympathetic and goes into the sympathetic system, which is what we know of as fight or flight. Might also think about it as sort of a stress response. Some people will talk about it as a trauma response, but it's when you notice that fear or stress or anxiety in your body. And just check in with yourself, because for you, when you notice that, we all feel it a little differently. Do you notice a racing heartbeat? Like, is there more sweating? Are you feeling more tongue-tied or butterflies in the stomach? Or what is the way that sympathetic plays out for you? And then what happens is if you are in sympathetic too long, your body goes back into parasympathetic, but into the dorsal, the lower part of the vagus nerve, and it's more of a state of collapse. And we all go there. So none of these things are bad. It is the way our body works. And I think that's really important that this is all, our nervous system all works ultimately to protect us. So none of this is to feel bad or make someone else feel bad about. It's really to just understand how your body works. And ultimately, with having sex, having great sex, it's about knowing your body and what feels good in your body and what makes you feel relaxed or turned on and what makes you feel anxious. And so what I love is there's sort of this shorthand for these different stages that we can go into in our nervous system. And in parasympathetic, it is often shorthand as known as rest and digest. So this idea that when we are in our parasympathetic nervous system, we are more relaxed, things are functioning, our digestion is working, all of our organs are working the way they're supposed to. There's another shorthand that I came across that I really like. And when we're in parasympathetic, it's also known as safe and social. Safe and social, I think, is really important for sex in that safe and social means we're feeling safe in our body. Our system has sort of gauged what's around us and let us know there's no dangers and we feel safe. And because of that, we can connect. So that social is we do most of our sense of social and feeling like a good connection, feeling a safe, connected connection, for want of a better word. We feel that when we are in parasympathetic. Now, here's what I learned that was really fascinating. So our parasympathetic controls the body's ability to relax. And so it helps with, like, again, regulating all of these functions. What I didn't realize is that one of the functions it regulates is our sexual functioning. So it sends the nerves responsible for the blood vessels, say for men. So it will send more blood to the penis for erection. It will also has a role in controlling fluid secretion that's going to help with lubrication during sex in females. So this is really fascinating because our body is like serving us when we are in this more relaxed state. What happens in sympathetic is our body kind of gauges this sense that like something is unsafe. And ultimately, it's a system of protection. Again, this isn't about bad or good. It's our body looking for clues. Neurologically, it's called neuroception. It is an unconscious process. And so our body's searching for clues. What happens is some of those clues are real and make sense. There's a, you know, there's a bear. We want to know that. But sometimes it can also be previous things that have happened that we wrongly misinterpret, or we, our brain is interpreting in such a way that we think there's danger, or just something that makes us unsettled, like something's not finished, or I have work to do and I need to be ready, you know, for this presentation tomorrow. Whatever it is, we are in sympathetic. And when we are in sympathetic, what the body does to protect us is it sends all its attention, energy, blood flow into the extremities, into the legs, the feet, the arms, the hands, because we need to be prepared to fight or run away. Our body is prepared to fight a bear, to fight a lion. We have been, you know, our bodies have been primed for that over centuries. So when we are in the stress or trauma response, everything is geared towards preparation to fight or get away. So I think you can start seeing what starts happening is that you're not really primed to maintain an erection or get close to someone unless they feel really safe, unless that person's going to be like, okay, this person's going to protect me. And then you can go into a feeling of safety and parasympathetic, but it's going to be harder. So some of the connections we make with anxiety or performance anxiety or stress and not feeling as able to maintain an erection, or just not feeling as connected to a partner, or not feeling as present, maybe feeling a little dissociated or just not in your body in a relaxed way, might be symptoms of that sympathetic fight or flight. So what does this mean for sex? I think it's really interesting because it changes some of our understanding in terms of what we need to do to prepare for sex. First of all, if you're feeling excited and want to have sex and feeling great with the person you're with, that's going to be part of everything's going to be working. But let's take the times where things don't quite feel like they're working. You're having difficulty feeling aroused. You're not feeling like you really want to have sex, or like you're getting wet or turned on, or you're just feeling really anxious, or you're feeling pressured to do something. So it's interesting feeling, trying to force yourself or feeling pressured is going to put you in a state of sympathetic, of fight or flight. You're not going to be in that safe and social space. And in that sympathetic place, we have a harder time connecting. More of our old stories come up into our head. So instead of being able to be present, when we are in that stress response, we tend to focus on things that have gone wrong in the past, or worried about the future. What does this mean? Or get stuck in our stories, you know? And I think with sex, right? You know, it's some of those stories of, am I okay? Am I doing this good enough? Am I being what my partner wants? Am I coming? Am I getting aroused fast enough? Am I hard enough? Am I right? All of the things. Does this person really like me? Do they want to be with me? Is there, right? I mean, just any of the stories that might be in your head when we are in that state are going to be more stimulated, are going to be more stimulated than our genitals. Basically, it's what it is. Fight or flight's going to stimulate all your worries, all your fears, all your old stories, all the old messaging, all the belief system that's really negative and doesn't put you in this positive headspace for really present, connected sex, which is like oftentimes what's great, right? And even just being really present with it, even if it's a one-night stand. I mean, sometimes great sex is with someone you don't know that well. And so when I say connected, you know, I mean like connected to yourself, connected in your body to what you want, to what feels good, to the sensations that are coming up, not to the worry about the bear that's going to attack or whatever that attacking bear is in your head. So I hope that makes sense, but those are really the two big parts. And so what does this mean? You know, we all have beliefs. We all have old stories. We all have anxiety. It's totally normal. I think there's some ways to really think about this again. If sex has, if there's been some things that aren't working or aren't feeling great, it's sort of, I think, sort of a new way of thinking about foreplay. That oftentimes when you're not in the mood or not wanting to do something, what the old advice is sort of like to, you know, people go right for the genitals. People go, you know, like you have to be sexier, spice it up. But this sort of flips the script a little. So I want you to think about, what would you need to feel more safe and secure so that you can explore your body, so that you can be present in your body without worrying about outside attack or the person you're with feels safer to you, right? And so what that means is, can you understand your own body and what you need for safety? There's also this importance of understanding your partner has the same nervous system. What can you do to help to both express your needs for what makes you feel more relaxed and more present with sex, and also being understanding of what your partner might need? So this different focus means play around with, maybe it doesn't have to be this sort of big turn on. We have to force this. We have to make something really exciting happen. Maybe it's like playing with softer touch, slower sensations. So what's very interesting is one of the hacks for when you are in sympathetic, not just during sex, but at any point, when you are in this sort of stress response, trauma response of fight or flight, you can feel that anxiety. Know what that is for you. Just observe over the next day, couple of days, like what is it for you? There are some really easy kind of things you can do to kind of bring your body into back into safety, back into parasympathetic, rest and digest, safe and social. One of my favorites is this basically little trick you do with your hands. I'm going to talk you through it for those of you listening. For those of you watching, you can watch me do it. But basically, if you put your hands together in like a prayer position and then very gently just bring one hand down the other, play with sensation, like try it as soft as you can without pressure. See what feels good, but just really gently, softly bring the one hand so it's rubbing down the other hand all the way to your wrist. So you're touching your wrist and then back up again and do the same with the other hand, bringing it down just gently. If you want, close your eyes and just really take a breath and feel that sensation, that soothing, just gently down the hands. And I want you to think about just trying that for yourself. And then maybe even if you're with a partner and you want to try this during sex, just try some different really soft touches. Put your hands together with your partners and rub down their hand. Rub gently down an arm, on a face. So interesting, there's a lot of parasympathetic nerves in the face and especially in the lips. So even just gently touching along the lips, but I found it fascinating that there's so many parasympathetic nerve endings in the lips when we think about kissing and how soothing that can be. And again, sometimes we want to have those strong, passionate kisses, but sometimes just really soft and gentle can really be a turn on because it helps you relax into your body and feel things. And that's what this is about. Notice places during sex where you disappear, from the sensations and you're back in your head, you're in your worries, you're in old messages that you got that were less than positive, judgments. And just notice those places and maybe even just see if you can do something for some self-soothing during those times, or ask a partner, like experiment and say, can we just do this really slowly so I can notice where I get stuck and I'm not able to really completely enjoy myself, completely be in the present sensations. So there's a lot of places we can go with this. I'm going to come back to it because I think that this just has implications for so many different issues that people get stuck on or have challenges with sex, from all the different stages, from desire to arousal to just, you know, if you haven't been having sex, if you've been having sex, but, you know, struggling with orgasm or erection or like all of the things. And if sex has been going like just great for you, awesome, but try it. See if it takes you somewhere else. See if it makes you feel more present, makes you have a different experience. So again, this is really just the basics, but I think I'm excited by it. I think this is really cool. It's a different way of solving the issues that some people have of sex. And it's a different way of connecting with your partner. And if you've been feeling stuck, like in a rut of like, oh, we always do the same thing, or foreplay is always the same, it's a new way to kind of, instead of just focusing on, I'm going to get this person turned on, I'm going to get them aroused, I'm going to get this person feeling safe and connected to me, and we're going to connect to each other, or connected, you know, to themselves, connected to what they're feeling, just allowing that. Like, what a gift. Like, honestly, what a gift for a person you care about and love, to help them feel more connected to themselves and then ultimately to one another. So play with this. I'm going to come back to it. So, and if you want to do a deeper dive, I can do that in future podcasts and post some links, but that's it for now. And I hope you find it helpful. Hope you find it interesting. Again, like, isn't being present and feeling connected to ourselves and each other. Like, that is, to me, the foundation of great sex, because it's from that place that you can explore even more and feel comfortable and excited to do so, because it feels great. So have fun with this. Play, again, no right and wrong here. Like, it is not bad. This is how our bodies work. And we hack it by knowing how our bodies work and working with our bodies to make them work even better. So I hope you enjoy this. It's awesome to be back here for season two. And take a look. All of my podcasts are now on my website. You can find that at alisakriegel.com, AlisaKriegel. My name is in the podcast. You can check my Instagram, let's talk about sex_really. Follow me. I'm going to put more things in that relate to the episode. Take a look. Message me through either my website or my Instagram. If there is a topic or you have a question, would love to answer that for you. So hope this gives you some ideas and some places to go and you have fun with it. It's great being here. Great talking with you. And I look forward to speaking with you again. Take care. Bye.